Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ramon Monzont. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ramon Monzont. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Connell. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. O'Connell steals second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Catt settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Catt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt strikes out. One out. Ramon Monzant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monzant strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Lockman moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speak moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Morin reaches second base with a double. Speak scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell throws towards short. Bressoud fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bressoud. Morin scores. Walls moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Stu Miller now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Neiman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 1 in the game. Drott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressoud strikes out. Two outs. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 1 in the game. Catt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gale Harris pinch hits for Stu Miller. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Neiman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressoud hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Speak hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes pinch hits for Raycat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is called out on strikes. 1 out. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Al Worthington. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike McCormick now pitching. Wes Westrum now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tanner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Will now playing center field. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.